Now, you know, there's been a lot of uncertainty and sort of secrecy recently about the Department of Basic Education's new curriculum on sexual education, which could be rolled out in schools by 2020. Now, what's known as the Comprehensive Sexuality Education CSE curriculum has been mired in controversy. And last week, I mean, the African Democratic Party marched to the offices of the Department of Basic Education in Pretoria to voice its objection to the CSE, which is the Comprehensive Sexuality Education. And we're asking you this morning, where exactly does this responsibility lie? Is it the joint responsibility between the parent and the teacher? And the new curriculum for life orientation for learners between grade 4 and grade 12 will see pupils in grade 7, for instance, taught about, amongst other things, masturbation, and will also require them to describe to grade 8 pupils what happens during vaginal, oral, and anal sex. Now, the conversation about sex is a lot broader these days than what it used to be. Joining us this morning on the line is the Executive Director of NAPTOSA, Basil Manuel, who says that teachers have not been consulted on this and are certainly not prepared to teach children about various aspects of sex. Basil, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
What is NAPTOSA's view on this proposed sex curriculum?
First of all, I need to say that we haven't even seen the curriculum.
Wow.
We've heard about it, as have you through the media and various pressure groups. We've approached both the minister and the director general to ask what is going on. And of course, there have been denials and there have been many statements made. But nobody's coming out emphatically to say, this is untrue, it doesn't exist. And just 2 days ago, in a meeting with other unions and the DG, we once again put this to them that we as a union, as NAPTOSA, as other unions too, mind you, we will not just readily accept something. And if we haven't been included in the discussions around this, if we have no knowledge of its full content, because with all the hype that is going on, many people are assuming that teachers are simply just ready to do this. And I ask the question, who has asked the teachers? So in my opinion, and on behalf of NAPTOSA, I'm saying we don't know that this curriculum exists. We've seen what seems like excerpts from books, which the Director General asked whether these are approved. So our response was, but you would know if they approved or not. So there's a lot of issues that haven't been dealt with. But certainly, as a union, we have not endorsed anything like this. Neither have we been party to the structuring of this, which is what is normally done. And that, for us, is extremely disconcerting.
Mm. Does the current curriculum in terms of life orientation make any sort of provision for sex and sexuality education at school?
Yes, it does. And I would probably agree with the view that says there are some things that are deficient in that curriculum too, because there are problems that exist, and HIV/AIDS is again on the increase, and there needs to be a discussion about what needs to be taught and whose responsibility the teaching is. We can't assume that the responsibility for this is only with the teacher. It's with parents as well. But I also recognize, and parents must recognize, that many parents will say, yes, it's our responsibility, but it doesn't really happen. But that is actually besides the point. Yeah. The point being that for people to be comfortable doing something, you have to include them. And there can't be an assumption that because we've written it down, people will do it. There's a philosophy that speaks about behind the closed door, an education view. Nobody knows what a teacher teaches. And if people are uncomfortable, mark my words, they just won't do that.
I know years ago, you know, teachers were given religious instructions to teach, and it just became, for instance, you know, the inspector's coming in 2 days' time, so you write on the board whatever needs to be written, and those children write down whatever you and the inspector's happy with you. But turning back to this, and we're chatting this morning to Basil Manuel. He's the executive director of NAPTOSA, and we're chatting about the comprehensive sexuality education. Now, one or two of the controversial parts of the curriculum includes, for instance, pupils in grade 6, which is the old standard 4, learning about the dangers of sexual content on social media. In a scenario, a girl considers sending a topless photo of herself to boys on WhatsApp. On a WhatsApp group, and the class is required to discuss as whether it's a good idea. But certainly, if something like this is included, it's possibly a positive aspect.
Absolutely. But of course, many things can be taught, but not with the same, to the same graphic detail that I've seen described in questions like the one that you have now. Because we've got to talk about responsible use of social media. We've got to talk about the dangers of sexting. But of course, it has to be age appropriate. And from what I've seen up to now, some of the things that are targeted at various ages, I think will make most parents freak. It will make teachers freak. Because you've got to consider whether it is appropriate at a particular age to expose children to something they probably don't even know about. And that is where some of the controversy lies, that there is room for the teaching of sexuality or sex education is a given. But it has to be age appropriate and has to have a certain amount of decorum that goes with it. It cannot just be almost like pornography. You really can't claim that that is sex education. Being responsible and letting children see for themselves what is not responsible must be done. But I have a view that given that I've read a foreword allegedly from the education minister, where she's talking about the United Nations and the United Nations Girls Initiative, etc., what concerns me is that we haven't been asked to vet such information. And secondly, I am wondering if these folk haven't plunged money into a curriculum like this, which has been taken, and now we feel obliged to follow that pathway. And that is extremely worrying to me.
Pupils in grade 8 will begin to distinguish between biological and gender identity and how that differs, and they will learn about sort of unsafe abortions in the guide for the lesson. An hour is prescribed for descriptions of vaginal, oral, and anal sex and fertilization, as well as the biology of pregnancy and the chances of getting pregnant. None of these things were sort of shown to you, so you know, are you just generally saying what we need here basically is for the minister to come and have a consultation with us, sit with us and tell us? And I agree fully with you, Basil, when you start saying that, there's interpretation involved here and how much of objectivity can be maintained and how much is going to be the personal experience of that particular teacher. But if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call if you have questions for Basil on 021-446-0567. So, Basil, are you guys against this in its entirety or just part of it?
First of all, we don't know what we have to be against because we don't know the full content. And you don't know if the pressure groups are hyping things up beyond what is necessary. So we can't make an objective decision to say this we are totally rejecting. But if what we have seen and what we have been told via media is what is there, then we are not part of this and we don't want to be part of it. But as a union, as NAPTOSA, that is representing a large number of teachers, we agree that something needs to be done. There are far too many teenage pregnancies. There are far too many incidences, or growing incidences, as reported, of HIV and AIDS. So we need to be doing something. But we want to be party to deciding what must be done. We want parent groups to be consulted. And we believe that it is irresponsible to assume that somebody is playing a role, very similar to to a dictator saying, I know what is best for you. It is so patriarchal that it's shocking. And so I'm saying we are opposed to not being consulted at all, first of all. Secondly, we are opposed to age-inappropriate content, irrespective of the subject.
Yeah. Basil, what happens if I, as a parent, feel that I will not have a teacher, educate myself, my child on this? Because, as you said, you haven't seen anything as a union. You haven't seen anything and nothing has been taken forward or discussed with you. So I'm going to say, as a parent, for instance, I'm completely against this and therefore I don't want this taught. What are my rights as a parent?
Well, that's a very difficult one. Because when there's a curriculum, there are always aspects that some parents will be uncomfortable with. But when curricula go out for public comment, that's when the parent power comes to the fore. And parents can dictate the direction and pace. But there are also some other realities too. Parents must please not assume that if they are uncomfortable, teachers are automatically comfortable with it. Teachers themselves are parents, and many teachers would be most uncomfortable with what we've seen up to now.
Yeah, and basically, it's very difficult for people to actually talk about something and to sort of engage in something if one particular side of the story knows everything. Like in this particular incident, comprehensive sexuality education curriculum, and you guys are being kept in the dark. Have you guys reached out to the department to say we would like to engage with you?
As I just indicated early on, 2 days ago we met with the Director General, and this was one of our topics for discussion. And we didn't go into the detail of the curriculum. We showed the very content which you have described, because we too have been drawn into this by receiving this in the mail. And we've asked, where does this come from? The DG looks shocked.
Thanks very much, and that is Basil Mann.